Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Mines and Parachutes. This week I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Mines are like parachutes. They only work when they're open." I suppose that's true about many things, but especially so about God's Word and man's use of it. Do you know how many homes in the U.S. have a Bible? 9 out of 10. However, despite having a Bible in the home, only 37% report reading it once a week or more. Of those who read their Bible, only 57% say that it made them think about how to apply it each day. Many people are simply not opening their Bibles and allowing God to speak to them. Additionally, the number one reason people gave for lack of reading the Bible was busyness. People let daily duties and responsibilities hinder them from opening their Bibles and their hearts to listen to God. The sad fact is that some members of the Lord's body fall into the same pattern with neglected Bible reading, lack of application of Scripture in daily living, and allowing their busy lifestyles to supersede reading and studying the Bible. Someone once said that B-U-S-Y means being under Satan's yoke. If we let our busy schedules, activities, work, or play interfere with getting to know God through His Word, shame on us. If you find yourself in a lull reading Scripture, explore creative ways to reignite your passion. A few months ago, I read something in Scripture that God commanded newly appointed kings. "Write for himself a copy of the law in a book, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of the law." Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 and 19. Since reading this passage, I am copying the New Testament, beginning with Matthew. It's an enlightening way to read God's Word. I call it God's reading plan. As a sobering side note, mines and parachutes have a second thing in common. When the parachute is not opened, the diver perishes. Likewise, if a person is unwilling to open the Bible and open their heart to know God through His Word, he or she will perish. Today's verse. "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119:97.